Hello there, and welcome to episode 222 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. 222. That's right. So, it's been a couple of weeks, technically. 3 weeks since you were last with us, bud. How has gaming been since you've been gone?
It's mostly been PvP on World of Warcraft.
Cool. Okay.
I've been doing a lot of Epic Battlegrounds, because that gives the most honor and conquest.
Okay.
I also, leveled us up in honor.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Now, when we go into war mode, it's a different icon.
Weird. All right.
It's like a pair of golden angel wings at the bottom left of your character icon.
Well, that's weird. Okay. Huh. Cool.
I've mostly been doing it on my fire mage because... something I thought about is, what if I do AoE attacks, when everyone's grouped up, and that's actually been working really well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, when everybody else is fighting amongst themselves, you're just like, oh, I'm gonna cast Fireball at the room, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
There was one time where... all the Horde players were on a bridge, and I sent a meteorite down at them.
There we go.
So I got a lot of fire damage in there because of the burning effect.
Excellent. Most excellent. Very cool.
I am a Frostfire mage. So.
Oh, okay. That's what my Draconius is as well, is Frostfire. Of course, Frostfire used to be a thing, you know. Back in my day.
The ancient, yes.
In... Oh, what was it? It was Wrath of the Lich King. You could spec into making the Frostfire Bolt more powerful, because there was an actual Frostfire Bolt then. And both... Well, spells weren't pruned the same way as they are now, so everybody who played a mage pretty much had one. And then, if you were a Fire Mage or a Frost Mage, you could dip a little bit into the other spec... And that's how you could become a Frostfire Bolt mage.
Nice.
Of course, now it's just the hero talents, but...
Yeah.
Which are still cool. They're still good. Just, you did it in a different way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, gaming-wise, we did some Minecraft today.
Mm-hmm.
We did some Civ yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think in the last couple of weeks... We did some Mario Party, but what? Eight.
Huh?
There we go. So, anything else gaming-wise, or?
Not that I can think of.
Well, I think we can use gaming as kind of our launch point, though, because World of Warcraft... In last week, added player housing. So that's pretty darn cool that there's now player housing. One of the discords that I'm part of has been heavily discussing player housing and arranging things, and I've barely scratched the surface. There's some really cool stuff that can be done with that system, and I'm looking forward to playing with it more.
Oh, there is also a official launch date for Midnight.
Oh, that's right. March, what, 2nd, 3rd,
12th?
12th?
We could look it up.
March. That is what I am getting here is March. Wow, Midnight release date. March 2nd.
March 2nd.
March 2nd is the Midnight launch. So we'll see. Lots to do still between now and then. That's like 4 months away, basically, give or take. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Lots of stuff we could get done in game. Right now there's time walking as well, so we'll probably hop over to that a little bit once we're done here.
I'll probably go on my hunter because he is not very well geared.
Cool. What level? What?
80.
Oh, they're an 80 hunter at Alliance.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. That's who I was thinking about running too, was my hunter actually. So that's neat to get the credit, because they're 70 to 80.
Is he also a Beastmaster?
Yep. So it'll just be all the pets will be running around. All the pets.
We could still do the both hunters because what I could do is go around hunting some stuff because that's what I like to do on Terrigor.
Cool. Very cool.
As we wait for the queue.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you were with me when we talked about news last. X, aka Twitter, had a transparency feature that they had turned on for a short amount of time.
What does that do?
And it was showing where all of the accounts were created, and most of the notable accounts were like the high-ranking, heavily followed MAGA accounts were all clearly foreign actors. And when Twitter was made to eat crow like that, they turned it back off. So that feature is turned back off. They embarrassed themselves. Damage has already been done. If you're still actually on that platform, then yeah.
That's actually really funny.
Exactly. If you're still on that platform, people just aren't credible. It's a mess. Since we already are talking about MAGA, Marjorie Taylor Greene has announced her resignation from the House, so she's going to step away. She was kind of a fairly crazy, loud Georgia House of Representatives member. But she was at least consistent, so she stuck to her weird beliefs. Like, the people of Georgia clearly elected her for some reason, and she continued to stick to what they elected her for. Good or bad, you know? But she started going and standing up to Trump about a few things. It's like, hey, you're not being consistent. You're failing to the Siri says hello. You're failing to follow your own rules because it's no longer convenient for you. And she called him out on that. But she also started getting death threats. So she's like, nope, I'm done. I'm out. Goodbye. I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to put up with this nonsense. So,
I feel like resigning would put her in more danger, though, wouldn't it?
No, she's going to get out. She's getting out of politics. It's like, okay, if you're not going to listen to me, I've warned you. I'm out. Peace. Bye.
No.
So, as far as the damage being done by MAGA or to MAGA, the CDC Advisory Board, which Robert Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. packed. He forced everybody out that actually had sense and put more like-minded yes people in. And they are recommending to narrow the hepatitis B immunization guidance for newborns. Now, this is something that has been in place for ages. It's not 100% final. It's just,
What is hepatitis again?
it's, I am definitely not a member of the medical field, but she's watching something else. She wasn't laughing at that. But whatever it is, it's bad, and most of us are protected from it because the reigning philosophy had been go ahead and get it, get the vaccination for a baby 24 hours within the time span of 24 hours after birth prevent infection. Just boom, here you go.
And they're wanting to get rid of that vaccine.
They're wanting to back it off so that only those that seem, well, the logic doesn't even make sense to me, so I'm not even going to try to justify it. He was con during his confirmation hearings. He said he wouldn't undermine vaccinations. And here he is doing exactly that. So he broke his word, which we kind of expected. They still are idiotically thinking that vaccinations cause autism, for instance, and other nonsense like that. Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't make much sense. We'll have to wait and see what the actual aftermath fallout is.
Have you been seeing the Tylenol ads on TikTok?
I have not been seeing Tylenol ads on TikTok, but that's great. What are the Tylenol ads on TikTok?
Basically just explaining what it does, and comments are turned off.
Well, yeah, because otherwise you're going to get a bunch of cult members showing up going, "You cause all autism." So I would turn off the comments too on my ads for Tylenol if I was in charge of them.
The first time I saw the Tylenol ad, I was like, I really want to see the comments. And then I look and it just says creator turned off comments.
Probably smart.
Which, yeah, but also I kind of wanted to see the drama.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just know there would have been people saying it doesn't cause autism, and then, of course, the cult members saying it does.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my classmates actually believed that.
My condolences. One of her classmates believes it. In other MAGA fails, and this was a couple of weeks ago, but it's been a little bit since we had a live show. A judge dismissed the cases against James Comey and Letitia James. So they're out. I know the Comey case, for example, the statute of limitations was almost up, so that one's probably just done, which is nice. It's procedural though, so they could go ahead and still try to pursue it again. This is one of those situations where Trump's pursuing his political enemies and trying to get them into some sort of legal trouble. But the legal system is such that it's not yet corrupted enough to successfully go forward with it in some cases. So, in these cases especially, it got dismissed so far. So that's good news. That's one of those haha, you failed kind of situations. The last kind of heavy political one is, I found it kind of funny, honestly, because the White House declares that all of Trump's orders to the military are legal. I'm sorry, what? So the liar in chief says, everything I say is legal. You must believe me, even though my track record for both legality and trustworthiness is questionable to those with rational minds. But everything he says is legal. Trust him. Trust us with your country. Just to make a Has Been Hotel Vox reference, I saw you shaking your head. Trust us with your military.
I've seen TikTok saying Fox would have voted for Trump, but then others say no, he would have wanted to be Trump.
Yeah, exactly. That's it exactly. So this all boils down to the. We're back to the boats again. Those Venezuelan boats, do you remember, that were getting blown out of the water? They were subdued. And we're finding out that there was another missile strike or multiple missile strikes after the boat was exploded to kill survivors. Now, do you remember in the beginning of Mists of Pandaria on the Alliance side, where you just have a bunch of Horde members starting to swim to shore that are unarmed, they're no longer a threat, and that one guy just starts getting corrupted by the Shah because the hate from the Alliance of that one member was just so mind-boggling to them? Because these were all defenseless Horde members just swimming to shore so they don't drown, right? That's the same situation. The people that were on those boats, the boats were gone, and the US military still struck at them. So the commentary of, okay, military, it's time to not fully trust that your commanders are always going to be giving legal orders, has come. Because that was a big kerfluffle too, about, oh, how dare some Democrats go, hey, some of these might not be legal orders anymore. It's your constitutional duty to ignore illegal orders because I was just following orders is not a valid defense. You have a moral obligation when it is an illegal order to defy said legal order, illegal order, you know?
Yeah. Didn't they have to take, like, some sort of oath for that?
Yeah.
Like, the military?
Yeah. The military members swear an oath to the Constitution, not to the president, to the rule of law, not to a cult leader. But I just found it funny. It's like, nope, everything we say is legal. No, it's not, guys. You guys fired most of the people that would say whether an order is legal or not.
Yeah.
Seriously, that was one of those Doge purges. They got rid of a lot of the military lawyers that would have gone, wait, this particular order is probably not legal. Stop. Don't. Halt. But of course, the administration's like, oh no. Everybody's all orders are legal. All orders are legal. It's passing through the finest minds. No. No, it's not. Not anymore. Just a palate cleanse. Because I know after that one, you need a palate cleanser, and it will drive some people to drink. It'll also drive raccoons to drink. And this is a viral news story that's just making the rounds, but I had to comment on it too. That's right. A raccoon broke into a liquor store and got drunk and passed out in the bathroom. If that is not a overall synopsis of 2025, I don't know what is. America just needs to go sleep it off and come back next year at this point. I mean, Trump is falling asleep in meetings, so you have that too. But the raccoon was fine. It slept it off and then it left. They believe it somehow broke in through the ceiling and like the ventilation system and broke, like, bit through the power cables for the security system. So the security system triggered as a power outage, which was enough of a red flag for them to go, oh, we need to check on that. And that's when they found the drunk, passed out raccoon. So lovely. Just lovely. I'm amused. This one's kind of a PSA. Unsolved Code Red cyber attack. And this is back closer to Thanksgiving. There was Code Red is a system used nationally for various emergency management systems. So if a town has like a flood warning, if they want to get the message out, they would use Code Red system to send a text to everybody that has signed up. Completely optional sign up. We were participants of it. So if you are a participant or have used Code Red in the past, you aren't going to get messages anymore. Now, like, we only have one viewer. We're not going to successfully get the word out much, but it's still something to mention. The Code Red was hacked.
It's 8:20 p.m.
They're down right now, so you need to be paying attention to your local authorities for emergency management purposes some other way. So, just putting it out there. to whoever might listen or hear it or get the warning.
It'll be time for toothbrushes in 30 minutes.
So, and we are bouncing around a little bit. These are just some fun news stories at this point that aren't overly political. Americans, based on report, are holding on to their devices longer. Now, this particular headline's like, well, it's hurting the economy. No, it's not, you guys. We're finally not being as consumerist. This is a good thing. It's good for the environment. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your pocketbook or your bank account. Pocketbook's a very old statement to say, so I'll say bank account instead. This is a good thing. I'm using a cell phone that's 6 years old. The model. That's probably what yours is too, model-wise. I haven't looked it up in a while. It works. It still works. We aren't in need of an incremental increase in device power every single year. If you have an iPhone 16, you don't need an iPhone 17. If you have an iPhone 8, well, maybe it's time to think about upgrading. But if it's doing everything you need it to do, maybe not. We have a dumb television in the living room. It has no online capabilities whatsoever. I love it that way. But it has lasted us for over 11 years, 10 or 11 years.
I remember it being in the old house, wasn't it?
It, after our move, something in it failed and it was replaced on warranty because it was a manufacturer defect thing. So it hasn't been in the house the same amount of time we've been in the house. It was replaced while we lived here.
Gotcha.
But that's the thing. We don't have need for something new. I mean, your older sister went, hey, you should get a new TV. And it's like, we don't need it. We don't need a bigger TV. We don't need a new TV. We barely use the TV as far as a full focal point gathering point. So, yes, it's used, but it's not used in the same way that, in the same way that people might expect. I need to sleep under my desk. I am finding random popcorn kernels. Can you throw these away, please? Throw these away, please. Thank you. But it's just overly consumerist of you must have a thing. And it's unfortunate that this particular article tries to sell it that way, but I think it's good news that Americans are device hoarding, as the article puts it. But that's one of those things about, reading an article. It's like, okay, you don't always have to take the opinion of the writer. And it's one reason why I love NPR, because they're more, here are the facts, here's the statistics. Go make your own decisions. But that one was from NBC. I want to end on a positive note. So we'll start with this one, and it's an ongoing issue. University of Oklahoma failed a student who wrote an essay citing the Bible. Now, that in and of itself is questionable whether it'd be okay or not, because it depends on the assignment.
Yeah. What was the assignment?
There you go. It was a psychology assignment, not a. Yeah, exactly.
Remember to blow out the candle.
Exactly. He's face palming. It was a psychology assignment, a psychology student, not a religion student, not a theology student, not a philosophy student. It was psychology. And he face palms again. So she went to the board basically complaining that, like, to the dean of students, basically complaining that she was being repressed for her religious beliefs, when this entire class was about facts and numbers and experts and science.
That's her own fault right there.
Yeah, and others, her paper has been released, the assignment has been released, and others, out in the wild in the internet are just saying the same thing basically of, yeah, I would have given her an F too because she didn't follow the terms of the assignment.
I wonder what part of the Bible.
Well, it was regarding, I don't think it quotes right here in this particular article, but it was regarding, gender.
So it was probably like some sort of some part of the Bible saying there's only two genders or something.
She was trying to make that connection, but yeah, it's not good. Like, she's quoted as saying she's discriminated for her beliefs. This school. Let's see here. Well, this article mostly talks about, like, Turning Point USA, which is Charlie Kirk's organization. So, again, far right, coming out in support, of her. While there is no constitutional right to receive an A in a class at a public university, there is not a right to be academically penalized due to discrimination against your viewpoint, says Turning Point. Except, again,
It's based off facts.
it needs to be based off of facts. And this article goes on to say basically that the Republican Party and those on the far right are holding her up as some kind of opinion martyr without really acknowledging that she didn't do the assignment. Like, that's the entire joke. Yeah, the meme statement of they understood the assignment. She didn't. Her opinion and potentially quoting the Bible, all relevant, all welcome in the right circumstances. She did not understand the assignment. She quoted in the wrong circumstances. There you go. If you wrote a paper in school rambling about something off topic, quoting things that
Today's low is 1
aren't
degrees.
considered scientific, that would be a problem. But my understanding is that students have been protesting, the unfair treatment of the professor Not of her. So at least the student body seems to be understanding the assignment. But they're making it overly political. This should never have made national news. It just should have been one and done, you know?
Honestly, what I'm thinking is if you want to go into some sort of scientific class, you gotta believe the facts, not not ignore them.
You need the science. And for example, the science of biology is that gender is a heck of a lot more complicated than the binary that we learn in middle school. Now, that just shows that most folks have a middle school level of understanding of biology. I am in no way a biologist. That stuff goes over my head. But I at least understand that the science says there are more than two genders. Or that individuals can be of more than two genders. It is genetic, it is not psychological, it is scientifically proven. And that's that. So, for a science-based class, just like you said, she didn't understand the assignment. There we go. The last article, you're already reading the headline. I love it. Minneapolis police chief warns officers, stop unlawful force by ICE or lose your job. So far we've only seen AI videos of police officers confronting ICE agents. We might actually start seeing real videos of police officers confronting ICE agents. Yes.
So, Minneapolis is the city in this state, right?
The Twin Cities, yes. It's half of the Twin Cities. So there we go. I am looking forward to seeing this fallout because it's not going to be pretty. It's already not going to be pretty. Like the echo here on my desk is saying it's feels like 1 degree outside.
3 degrees.
Well, it announced 1 degree earlier, so it's probably a wind chill thing. But Minnesota knows how to handle ice. I mean, not everybody. I saw a lot of people in ditches in the last week. But overall, Minnesota knows how to handle ice. And it's not by being Minnesota nice. Thank you for the facepalm. Thank you.
I wonder how Trump's gonna react.
Oh,
That's my question.
he's already doubling down.
Oh?
Just talking about and insulting the Somali heritage individuals that are in Minnesota and elsewhere. Most individuals in the country that are of Somali descent or heritage are US citizens. Like there's a very small percentage that are actually refugee status that he's trying to remove people from so he can deport. But by going after the whole, he's able to tell ICE, okay, stop just going after people that look of Hispanic origin and harass them. He's able to go, Now look at those that are of African heritage appearance and harass them. So he is purposefully, yeah, the Siri in the background is being dumb again. He's purposefully setting things up to attack additional minorities. But I think in Minnesota it's going to backfire. I hope. We just have to wait and see. It's going to get colder before it gets better. Seriously, like this is supposed to be a really cold winter. So all these ICE agents, they're not going to be wanting to work on things like this, which is the funny part too.
Yeah.
So I just hope none of them get like frostbite worrying and working on this project. They need to be ignoring the illegal orders and giving everybody their due process. But that's just my opinion on the matter. I hope that the ICE agents stay safe and behave themselves, and that everybody that interacts with them stays safe and behaves themselves. But with the weather the way it is, they're probably not going to have the same viral interactions that we've seen elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. It's cold out there. Any other parting thoughts, though, bud?
Not really, but I do really appreciate that chief who
Exactly. Minnesota has learned a lot since George Floyd.
who's that?
He was a black man who was frankly murdered by Minneapolis police.
Now I'm remembering.
And there were some riots. No, there were some protests. We need to frame this correctly and accurately. There were a lot of protests against police brutality due to that. And Minneapolis, at least, seems to have learned its lesson. At least, based on that headline.
Yeah.
Whether, direct interaction has changed or not, can't really say. But it's a comforting headline, regardless. Any other thoughts?
Not that I can think of.
Cool. Well, I'll process the file and we'll put episode 222 on wrap.
Live with honor.
And remember, autonomy and freedom is the right of all sentient beings. Feel free to write in at podcast@flameflash.net. Or leave comments in the various places where you've found us. Thank you.